It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, West Michigan. It's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. A little bit overcloud here in West Michigan, but I guess what? It is a great day to be out on your grill. We are live from the Spartan Studios today in downtown beautiful Grand Rapids. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Randy. Good morning, Michigan. You've reached the Backyard Command Center, the place where men are men and women are glad of it, where smoking just left the boys' room.
I tell you what, we got a great show for us today, and we got a lot of cool guests. We're going to start right out of the gate with one of our sponsors, a guy named Ryan Miedema from Zager's Pool and Spa. Ryan's going to call in addition to the great stuff they got going on over at Zager's. He's also working with a charity event for cystic fibrosis called Splash.
I don't know if we'll be able to get a hold of him.
No?
No, because he's out there with the Cat in the Hat this morning.
Okay.
And I bet he's got his cell phone.
That him and cat, Seuss?
That cat is tricky.
Yeah, him and Dr. Seuss, one of my favorite guys. Bob's going to throw down some grilled pork steak recipes for us today. We also is going to do a little swordfish that he did with Scooby and the Boys when it's off the chain. We've got one of our friends, a new guy that we haven't talked to before, but makes some great wine at
Pentamere. Who is Scooby?
Yeah.
Scooby?
Yeah, that's his name.
No, Shaggy.
Shaggy. I knew it was one of the team.
They're not. No, it's the wrong. That's not the cartoon Shaggy.
All right,
it's
I'm with
the
you.
Musician Shaggy.
We're going to have Ed Gerton from Pentamere Winery with us today as well. Oh, crap. Here we go. It's already starting. Bob's going to make some brisket on a stick. Give us a recipe for that. We got Big Paulie from the East Coast going to be talking to him. He's got some rib secrets. We've been trying to hook up with him for the last 2 or 3 weeks. I pick up Bob this morning on the way to the show, and we're wearing the same shirt. We've got on our Schmoes uniforms today. Chaz, our brewer from Schmoes, is going to be calling in, talking to us about some great new brews he's got going out there. Bob, you got a new toy. You got it plugged in here.
I have the iGrill.
Yeah.
iGrill. I'm in iPhone heaven now because the iGrill, we're going to talk about it a little later, but if you have to have everything, you're going to have to listen in for this later.
Yeah, I won't tell you where he's got one of the probes set for temperature control, but he's running about 98.6, so he's right on keel today.
Be nice.
We're going to have Cowboy Rob Russell on, and then we're also going to talk about, right at the end of the show, what we hear. We're fortunate enough to talk to a lot of people, and they ask us a lot of questions about how to fix this or that in their grilling process, and we've compiled a list of what we're going to call our common grilling mistakes, and we're going to help you avoid those to make your grilling experience a little better and create a little grill envy in the backyard. That's what we're all about.
And today's the day to send all your friends in to like us on Facebook, because whoever sends the most friends to Facebook to like us today is going to get a case of Kansas City barbecue sauce.
I tell you what.
And we will come through.
Yeah, absolutely. So hook
case,
us,
baby.
Hit us up on Facebook because we've got some of that great Three Little Pigs barbecue sauce. And there's a lot of flavors of it. Some of it's all natural. Some of it isn't. But I tell you what, we use this stuff all the time on our grills, and it's a great flavor enhancer.
Yes. Well, so we're trying to make contact right now with Ryan Miedema. Do we have him here, Ryan? We are being produced this morning by Ryan Fonger, and we are in good hands here. Anytime Brian's running the board, things just go really well.
That's right. Ryan Miedema, you out there?
I am here.
Hey, good morning, Ryan. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Hey, doing really good. What's going on over at Zager's Pool and Spa this morning?
Well, at our Jamestown store, we're having a Splash or CF event. So we have the Cat in the Hat coming from Dr. Seuss, and we're going to have lunch available, and we have some games, balloons, and all kinds of cool stuff for kids, all raising money for cystic fibrosis.
Do you have your Good One smoker fired up?
We will, yep. About 10 o'clock, we'll get that up and running.
Excellent. And you cooking, or are you putting one of the boys on it?
I'm going to put one of the boys on it. So, keeping it simple today.
So how much do you think you're going to raise today?
We're shooting for about $1,000 today.
Oh, do you hear that, folks? $1,000. That's easy. Why don't we just get a bunch of grilling folks to go out there, and let's run that number up to five.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Cystic fibrosis, that's a really tough children's disease primarily.
Correct, yeah.
Ryan, if somebody did want to come out and help you guys out at your event, where's the store located in Jamestown?
We're located in Jamestown. If you take like 196 to the Hudsonville exit, head south for about 2.5 miles, you're going to come to Riley Street, take a left, and we're down 3/4 of a mile on the left-hand side. We got a bunch of balloons out front, signs up front, so can't miss us.
If you make it to Jamestown, you'll find Zager's because it's the biggest building in town. There's only three.
That is true.
So how's the pool and spa business been for you this summer? It's got to be, I would think, going very well as warm as it's been.
It has been a great summer, yep. The 90s are always good. We like the 90s. So.
Yeah, well, that's a huge part of a lot of people's backyards. It goes so well with grills, and you do a good job on the Kamado cookers and the Kansas City Pit Barbecue stuff, and you have the classes, and I hear you're going to have like a beer tasting or a wine tasting coming up this summer. So you've got just an awesome facility. You've also got one in Kentwood and one out in Holland. So you really pretty much cover Kent and Ottawa counties nicely.
Correct, yep.
Yeah. Well, and you're a good sponsor for the show. We're very happy to help you out with this fundraiser. Keep your eye on your cell phone because that cat is tricky and a sneaky little dog.
Yes, he can. We will do that.
Well, hey, Ryan, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate you giving us a minute, and good luck with that fundraiser today. And if you're out there in Grillin' World and you're over near Jamestown, swing by, give them a couple bucks, help them raise some money for a really great cause. Ryan, thanks again, man.
You bet. Looking forward to seeing you. Thanks a lot.
Yep. That was Ryan Meadema from Zager's Pool and Spas. They are just a good friend of the show, and they're guys with big hearts. Todd and Ryan own the place, took it over from Ron Zager, and it's just a 30- or 40-year-old business that is known for quality pools and spas. They also are a Good One dealer, which is how we got to know them, and they're good guys. So go out to Jamestown, support that. It's cystic fibrosis. I have a friend whose son has it, and he runs the Hunt for a Cure every year, and that comes up in another month, I think, over on the west side of Grand Rapids. But tough disease on a little kid.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
So we've got the Spartan Mobile Grill coming up Friday the 12th. It's going to be at the Davison Car Show.
Oh, that's a fun time.
Yeah.
Over near Flint. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen the Spartan Mobile Grill yet, go to a Spartan store when it's hitting there, because you will be, your eyes will light up when you taste that tender ridge or preferred Angus steak.
Yeah.
That stuff is, it's
top 10%.
Amazing.
Top 10% of all beef. It's kind of cool. It's a great way to go. They've got, our friends at Spartan have lots of specials going on this week as well. So check out their flyers. You can get online with D&W or Plums or the Family Fair stores. They're all out there. But
you can link them right on our website, too.
Yep.
If you just go to thegrillingguys.com, you'll see the Spartan banner. Click on it or click on it, whichever you like.
Well, if there's sauce on it, you know.
That's on my keyboard. Also in Genesee at VG's on Saturday the 13th, the Spartan Mobile Grill's there from 10:30 to 2:30. So
our listeners over on the east side of the state, you know, if you can stop by one of those locations, it's worth your while. They'll throw out a great steak for you to try.
Yes, and VG's, of course, is that famous musical group. So I don't know why they'd have steak.
Bob, you're going to be teaching some classes, you and Cowboy Rob Russell again.
Yeah, we just have one, actually.
Okay.
That's been changed. The one on the 11th is getting bumped ahead, and that's not going to happen next week. But next week on the 10th, Rob and I will be in Cadillac, Michigan at Positive Chimney, another landmark business. Positive Chimney's been there for 30 years. It's right on 115, just before you hit the lakes. And beautiful place. Just, I mean, logs, rocks. It's a gorgeous fireplace and grill showroom. And the folks in Cadillac are going to have a lot of fun because they're already buying the baby backs and the spare ribs and the chicken. And we're bringing our big chuck wagon up there, and we're going to put on a show.
Fantastic. And again, if you're listening out there and you're in that northern Michigan part of our viewing or listening area there.
Or viewing area.
If you've not been to one of these shows, you got to check it out. And Rob Russell will teach you things that you really need to know about the grill. Bob is his able assistant. And between the two of them,
the wrappers away.
It's worth your time. But anyway, Bob, let's talk a little bit about our friends at Spartan Stores have this stuff called pork steak on sale for $2.79 a pound. It's a more affordable cut for the grill. And you don't always have to have a $9.99 a pound steak to put on the grill or anything, but let's talk a little bit about, you got a grilled pork steak recipe that you've made for me before, and it's fantastic, and we want to share it with you. We'll put it up on the Grilling Guys website.
Yeah, it's a piece of meat that if you go to certain meat shops, they'll hide it under their pork chops just to trick you.
Right.
But not the good ones. But it's, you know, it's a cheaper cut. It's if you do it right, though, it's actually better than a pork chop because it's got a lot of marbling and fat in it. And as you know, when you grill, you have to have some of that.
Right. Creates a lot of flavor.
Yeah. The key to pork steak, though, is if you have the ability to go low and slow, you want to go low and slow with it. But
What do you mean by that, low and slow, Bob?
I mean low temperature for a long period of time without going too long. But basically, I like to make a marinade, and I'll throw some onion, olive oil, balsamic, and I change this sometimes, but as you've watched, some black pepper, thyme, rosemary, oregano. And I'll throw it in a Ziploc bag, and I'll throw them in the fridge for about a day.
Right.
24 hours.
And that's the important part is that you want to impart some flavor into this piece of meat because it's marinated, it's a lot better. But when I take it out of the marinade, it's that low heat again,
well,
right?
Well, but I'm going to take it and throw it on the grill on high, and I'm going to flash it and then throw it on indirect for about half an hour.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that in the next segment because it's really important, this temperature and this indirect heat issue. We've got to make sure that we focus on that a little bit. But coming up in the next segment, Bob's going to talk a little bit about his Off the Chain with Shaggy, not Scooby, grilled swordfish. And we're going to talk to our friend Ed Gerton from Pentamere Winery, and he's going to put a must-try wine on your summer list. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
Stanley Heroes waiting for your cries. So many times you did not bring this on.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.